upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Edric Show. This is the place for intelligent conversation with interesting people. I am your host, Edric Jerome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get access to all of the content that I offer every single week. My guests today are licensed professionals in the financial world, Rashad and Shahida Bell, owners of Envision Enterprises. The Bells are independent junior brokers affiliated with World Financial Group, which operates under the brand of Transamerica. In addition, the Bells are proud parents of six children, Rashid and Shahida. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Ed.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Good to see you guys. So let's start out, this economy we're in. Some major problems going on right now with inflation and with interest rates going up, the ongoing impact of the pandemic. So why is it important now for people to engage in financial planning, especially during this period of economic uncertainty?
Well, first and foremost, this should have been happening yesterday. Why? Because unfortunately, what we've been taught or we like to call the traditional ways of investing your money or saving, more importantly, in the beginning, technically never worked, but especially in today's time, it doesn't work. Why? Because you have your money in accounts where you're losing money, not only due to inflation, but then you also have to consider taxes on top of that. So when you're getting ready to retire in your golden years of life, when you need that harvest the most, you're actually getting that cut into almost in half in some cases, depending on your state. So more than ever, and the sooner you start, the better. We should start as soon as possible because it's never too early, but it's also never too late. But we need to start to step out of the traditional ways of saving and putting our money in places that gives us stability, safety, and growth.
You know, one of the things we talk about is capital appreciation. And I think people for years have just said, okay, I'll just put something in a savings account. But maybe you guys can touch briefly on how your money can appreciate in terms of the types of saving vehicles or things that people can do to grow their money.
Well, one of the ways that you could do is what's called index strategies, where your money's vested in different indices. And the way that that works basically is the companies are giving you a good rate of return and they're guaranteeing you that you will not take any loss on your principal. And on top of that, you're getting tax advantages. That would be one strategy. Annuities can be another form of secure getting a grip on your money so that it gives you income for life. And not only that, but it also gives you some tax advantages as well.
Talk to me about tax advantages. What are some of the steps people can take to prepare for maybe some unexpected tax situations that they may find themselves in?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we like to suggest is that you find a retirement fund accounts or some type of investment vehicle where you pay your taxes up front. So that you want to get them out the way. So I ask a question every time I sit with a client, and that is, would you prefer to pay taxes on the seed or the harvest? You would want to pay it on your seed because one seed can produce a whole harvest. So therefore you want to get those taxes out the way in accounts that you pay them up front. So therefore any gains that you get on your money vested is all tax-free.
What are some of the consequences? Because, you know, in our community, we tend not to be as financially savvy or as educated as we could be. But what are some of the consequences of being misinformed or miseducated about personal finances?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, we could, the miseducation comes from just getting a job. So we get a job, you're told, okay, well, get a good job, get a good paying job, invest your money in the company's pension plans, 401ks, right? Understanding what a 401k is. Not too many people understand what a 401k is and how it works, right? Mm-hmm. So like you said, do you want to get taxed on the seed or the harvest? With deferred accounts, like a 401k plan, it's deferred. So then you're being taxed on the harvest at the end of it all. But do you know that going into it? Do you know that going into your 401k plan, putting all your money, the best thing that you should do, what we always suggest is you match your company. Don't max fund. You know, when we use max fund, a lot of people don't understand those terms either. But you want to just match your company and then invest your money in other places where your money can grow on compound interest, like the rule of 72.
Yeah, the rule of 72. You had a gentleman on here prior that was talking about the rule of 72. And yes. It was definitely put a smile on my face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we have to understand that if your money has to work alongside of you, while you're working, your money's working. Because also consequences of that is we find ourselves going into debt. We have to work longer, or we're not even able to retire because we haven't properly planned for our future financial circumstances, because we're banking on things that we cannot predict nor control, which really puts you at risk at the end of the day. So we do not want to keep defaulting and allowing others to vest our own financial interests.
So it's important to get proper protection and, you know, and knowing what that is. And that's what we do. We meet with clients and look at your circumstances and get you properly protected, income protection, you know, estate planning, you know, pension plans, rollovers. So we, you know, those are some of the services we do. And you have to sit with someone to get that all mapped out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You went into my next question. So I was going to ask you guys, so with the Vision Enterprises, what are some of the services you provide for folks who might just be getting started in this world of financial planning and taking control of their finances?
Yeah, we do a plethora of services. Like she stated, we do estate planning, wills and living trusts. We also do retirement planning, 401k and IRA rollovers. We also provide insurance, which is also just as important. It's actually a staple of your financial portfolio. What else do we do? We do a
long-term care,
which is another factor.
Yeah.
Long-term care, the going rate annually is about $85,000 a year. Cool. And that's lowballing. So, you know, we have to prepare for that. And we also create vehicles for our clients for that. College plans for children that they outperform your traditional 529s.
So what motivated you guys, and we'll get into it in a minute, because you're more than just financial planners, which I want, you know, the audience to know. You guys are, you are a power couple. You do a lot of things. But what motivated you guys to go into this world of becoming licensed financial professionals?
Wow. I love when that question's asked to me, Ed. Our own ignorance.
Yeah.
Mm.
Our own ignorance. Yep. That's what started this path. And of course, our children, you know. Along with you, we've worked for Kaiser Permanente ourselves, and we've been there for a while, and Kaiser served this purpose. I'm not going to knock it, but I didn't know anything about money. We worked hard, and a lot of people share the same sentiment. You work hard, and you're putting in, you're saving, you're doing everything that you've been told, but you find that it's not enough. You find yourself steadily falling behind, and you're getting, in some cases, you're even getting in debt, and you're like, what am I doing wrong? And I came to the realization that I don't understand anything about money and sure as heck what the rules are and how to make it work. So that's what really started us. Because I was tired of seeing our children, seeing us, you know, coming home just tired and frustrated. And, you know, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. And they're looking at us like, hey, you guys are working every day, 40 hours a week, sometimes more, you know? And I was like, there has to be another way. So that's when I came up with, I don't understand money. And in order for me to change my circumstances, I have to understand this thing called money.
As I said, you guys are the true definition of a power couple. In addition to running Envision Enterprises, you have distinguished careers in healthcare. You own other small businesses. but you're also a married couple with a beautiful family with six children. So how do you balance all of the things you guys are doing? Because it looks like it's working pretty well for you.
Thank you. Well, I can answer that.
Yes, let it. Yes, of course, Rashad. Let her answer this question.
Right. Yes. The balance beam. So, you know, we are intentional. I'm very intentional about scheduling. We schedule everything in. The kids have their own schedules. Even launching Bell's Bath and Body Essentials, which was a birth from our youngest child, right, Leah Bell. And so birthing that Bell's Bath and Body Essentials, the kids took to helping in that business. So we all had to learn. We learned together. We developed together.
Yes.
They, you know, started packaging, labeling, marketing. So all of them play huge roles in even our financial business as well. Mm-hmm. So we do everything as a family. We do everything as a couple. And so, you know, we're really intentional about even our family time, set aside the business and the working, that we meet with the kids, you know, mm-hmm. monthly. We do check-ins with them. And they love it. You know, a lot of times in their early years, they thought they were getting in trouble, you know, but it wasn't, you know, you're getting in trouble check-in. It was more of like, what's going on with you? You know, what are your thoughts about this? How do you think we are managing our time? So we always, you know, go back to the drawing board, reassess, so that we're all on the same level and that we're not, you know, outpacing the kids or they're not getting enough attention or, you know, even our personal time, we have date nights. So, you know, so that's really how we balance everything and flourish in this business. And we've been blossoming because of it.
Yes.
I want to take just a personal moment for my viewers to know, I guess probably about 20 years ago, these young folks came into Kaiser looking for a job. And I was in a position where I could, you know, interview people and offer positions. And there was just something about you two that struck me. You were serious, down to earth. You had a sense of who you were as young African-American people in this world. And I just had a feeling you guys were going to be doing some great things. Rashad was even trying to ball a little bit, but we won't talk about that. Back in the day, Shahida used to ball too. Yes, she played ball too. So I just want to say, from seeing where you guys came into healthcare to seeing where you are today, the way you go about your business, the family that you have, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm so proud of both of you and everything you're doing. Yes, you're just great people. And I really wish you the best with Envision Enterprises and all the things that you guys are doing. So I just want to take the time from a personal note to just say thank you and congratulations, because you guys are truly a model for getting things done in this crazy world we're living in.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Edric.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So if people want to get more information about Envision Enterprises or all the other endeavors you're in, where can they go? How can they get to your social? All that kind of stuff.
Well, for me personally, I don't really have a social media presence. I'm learning it. I'm a dinosaur, so to speak. But for now, people can reach me at my Gmail account, which is financed925@gmail.com. They can also book an appointment with me at calendly.com/financed925. And they can contact me via telephone, which I prefer because I like to talk to people.
Sure.
That's 925-457-1849.
Yes. And you can find Bell's Bath and Body Essentials at bellsbathandbody.shop, on Instagram at bells_essentials. Facebook is the same thing, Bell's Essentials. And I'm on Pinterest as well as Bell's Bath and Body. And I'm also on Etsy. Shop there at Bell's Bath and Body Shop. You can Google me, Yelp, as well.
Awesome. If you guys just shoot me the links and all that, I'll put it in the description under the video so people could be able to click and go right to it. All right.
Yes. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Rashad, Shahida Bell, just again, thank you so much for coming on the Edric Show. Your timing is amazing because we are living in some of the most crazy economic times in a definitely within a generation. Yes. So for those of you out there who are looking for assistance, who need some help, some guidance into getting control of your finances and planning for the future, which is more important as well, please be sure to look out and contact the Bells at Envision Enterprises. You will not be disappointed. All right. So again, thank you guys for coming on today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. This is the Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. And of course, we always promise intelligent conversation with interesting people. Hit that subscribe button and we will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in.